Hour News Flashes, Iowa's weekly newsreel. Newest and most watched thrill sensation along Carnival Row is the Loop Plane, designed for persons who like things topsy-turvy.
These old newsreels go back to the 1930s, when promoters put on grandstand shows that would never be repeated today.
In the quarter stretch, Captain Frakes gets ready for his airplane crash into a frame house. The smash hit of the week. A man's house is his castle, but not when the captain decides to sideslip in for a cup of tea. There he goes, up to his old tricks.
Take it away, Foster May.
On three occasions, Iowans came to see the head-on crash of locomotives, a sound recreated in a display at the Fair Museum.
Now, this is motion picture. This must be another train wreck.
This is the 1932 train wreck.
Bill Riley and George Mills were still talking about the spectacular crashes a half century later on Iowa Public TV.
The Roosevelt and the Hoover hit.
And they hit, and it was not only the ordinary explosion, but that was really enhanced by dynamite.
There were injuries, including Eloise Chin, who recounted the final crash 75 years ago in an interview on WOI Radio in 1996.
Anyway, I was standing by the fence, and when it exploded, there was a piece of the burning wood that came across and hit me on my arm. And it burned and it hurt, and I had to go to the first aid station and so forth.
Iowan Joe Conley, who staged these crashes nationwide, salvaged one of the old train bells, and it still rings today on the farm where he was born near Colo. In 1939, an Omaha TV station sent a crew to cover the crocheting contest.
Lyle DeMoss, our co-worker at WOW, was there to report the event and to interview the contestants. In this case, instantaneous recordings were made to be broadcast at a later date. Well, well, the one-hour crocheting race is on.
Hey, stop a minute. Hey!
In years past, there was a different kind of action on the Midway.
Hey, where the girls are. Hey, where the action is.
The burlesque show was innocent by today's standards. This carnival barker was filmed by IPTV in 1972, when eager young males got their first look at pasties.
Say, girls, slip into a little something. Come out here. It gets a little lonely out here by myself.
Television was introduced to fairgoers in 1946. Eventually, there was a radio TV building, and a popular Iowa music program was among the first performances.
It's time now for the Smokey Smith Show. Direct from the Television Center at the Iowa State Fairground, here's the popular star of our show, Smokey Smith.
Golly, it's nice to see all of you. And boy, have we got a crowd. I believe they're hanging from the rafters again today up there. I do believe.
Smokey Smith, who's now 85, brought his country western show to the new stage 50 years ago.
Get things underway. We're going to call on a couple of our boys over here, Garland Dye, the Pride of Carlisle, and Professor Ray Bush with their version of Bye Bye Love. Tell them.
Bye, bye, love. Bye, bye.
In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.
I think I'm gonna cry.